This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've been telling you for going on 18 months now about the shortages that have been rippling through this economy. Some of them caused by production cuts due directly to the virus. Some of them caused by supply chain stress. And some of them apparently caused by slapped together product review videos on TikTok that go viral. Seriously. Rebecca Jennings covers all things internet culture for Vox, most recently about the life cycle of those viral products. Rebecca, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
I would like to start, if I might, with you in the mascara slash cosmetics aisle at Target being really sad. Tell me what happened.
Yes, I was very sad in a Target. So I was searching for this mascara I had seen on TikTok. I watched some girl put it on and I was like, okay, that really works. And then I saw another girl put it on and it really worked on her too. So I was scouring the aisles of a Target. All of a sudden, I come across these two teenage girls who are standing right in front of the aisle where I'm pretty sure where it is. And they just look so sad. And I hear one of them say, like, it's sold out. And I'm like, oh, they're definitely going to the same mascara that I was looking for. And they were.
Yeah, and they were, right? So look, yes. What... There's Instagram, there's Facebook, there's all kind of places that you can buy stuff online. It does seem that TikTok has a little extra special something when it comes to getting people to buy stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And there are a few reasons for that. But I think anybody that, you know, is a little bit familiar with TikTok knows that a random person or a random song can just go from total obscurity to overnight fame on that app, more so than pretty much any other app that's out there. And that's mainly due to its algorithm. How it works is that, you know, even if you don't have a ton of followers, if enough people see and like and engage with your video, all of a sudden your face can be on millions of people's screens within a couple of hours.
So you have to figure that you know, just to stay with cosmetics for a minute, like L'Oreal and whoever the else it is, CoverGirl or whatever, they're watching TikTok. I mean, it's probably somebody's job to sit there and go on TikTok all day.
Yeah, of course. I mean, right now, you know, the idea of the focus group is so outdated now because you can have marketing experts just kind of watching. It's social listening. That's what it's called. But they're just watching social media, watching the conversations happening and figuring out how to respond to it as it's happening in real time.
Can we talk for a minute about some of the people who are making these TikToks that have become like stars? You talk about one woman in your article who, I confess, last night as I was prepping for this interview, I spent like 10 minutes watching this woman, Michaela, out of Boston, do cosmetic stuff. It was crazy.
Oh, right. She is so watchable. I love her. She's so much fun to watch. And all she really does is like tell you about these beauty products that she really is into. And I mean, she's obviously an incredibly talented makeup artist. She was working at an Ulta before lockdown. You know, she was out of a job and then she went on TikTok and she's gained millions of followers and she made over $1 million last year what to buy.
Yeah, that was the thing, right? You asked her about how much she was making. She said, yeah, I just did my taxes. It's over $1 million. And you're like, really?
I know.
I am in the wrong line of work.
I know. And I mean, I'm used to people not answering that question for me, but she was like, oh, I actually do know. Like, I just did my taxes. I was like, oh my God, congrats.
Yeah. This next question is going to make me sound like the guy who comes from public radio where we do finely crafted, 8-minute long, complicated, you know, deeply, deeply produced audio stories. Does it matter to anybody that the production values in these videos are like lousy? There's like jump cuts and random things. And it bugged me, I got to tell you.
I mean, I think that's actually, you know, a real big drawing point for a lot of people, especially for younger people who, you know, are used to that kind of lo-fi aesthetic that we get online all the time. Yeah. And I do think that adds to like the familiarity. Like, you feel like you're friends with these people. You feel like you're FaceTiming with them. And so when you watch someone like Michaela's videos talking about her beauty products, you're like, oh, yeah, it's just like a friend telling me about this thing she bought. And that makes me want to buy it.
Yeah, she definitely has what it takes to get the message across on video, I'll tell you that. Okay, super serious question. Does anybody, either the content providers, the influencers, or the people who are watching all these videos, does it bother them, do you suppose, that the Chinese government is hoovering up all this data that they're providing through TikTok?
Yeah. So the question of the fact that TikTok is headquartered in China has two real complications. And one is that, you know, they own all of the data on TikTok, which could then theoretically be used for any kind of nefarious purpose that you might think of. The other question, though, that I think that more people are concerned about is the question of censorship and moderation, where if something is going on TikTok that, say, TikTok or ByteDance, its parent company, doesn't like, it has the power to flip that switch and make it go away. And I think that is the larger concern for both security experts that I've spoken to and for creators.
Yeah. Okay, so you didn't get the mascara. What else have you gone shopping for on TikTok? And did you get it, or was it sold out?
Well, to be fair, I did find it online. So, you know, the internet giveth. Another thing that I bought from TikTok was this other beauty product. It's sort of this green sunscreen that gets rid of your redness. It works great. It's wicked expensive. And I'm mad that TikTok made me buy it because it actually works great. And now I need to buy it again.
Rebecca Jennings, she's a senior reporter at Vox, talking about TikTok and buying stuff. It's crazy. Rebecca, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.